the third station, the betrayal and arrest. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. You who have suffered death for us, O Lord, have mercy on us. Jesus said, Up, let's be going. Look, my betrayer is here. And immediately, even as Jesus said this, Judas, one of the 12 disciples, arrived with a crowd of men armed with swords and clubs. They had been sent by the leading priests, the teachers of religious law, and the elders of the people. Judas, the betrayer, knew this place because Jesus had often gone there with his disciples. The leading priests and Pharisees had given Judas a contingent of Roman soldiers and temple guards to accompany him. Now, with blazing torches, lanterns, and weapons, they arrived at the olive grove. Jesus fully realized all that was going to happen to him, so he stepped forward to meet them and said, Who are you looking for? Jesus the Nazarene, they replied. I am he, Jesus said. As Jesus said, I am he, they all drew back and fell to the ground. Once more he asked them, Who are you looking for? And again they replied, Jesus, the Nazarene. I told you that I am he, Jesus said. The traitor Judas had given them a prearranged signal. You will know which one to arrest when I greet him with a kiss. Then you can take him away under guard. So Judas walked over to Jesus to greet him with a kiss. Greetings, Rabbi, he exclaimed, and gave him the kiss. But Jesus said, Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? My friend, go ahead and do what you have come for. Then the soldiers, the commanding officers, and the temple guards grabbed Jesus, tied him up, and arrested him. Christ